Your conference is being recorded. The leader has muted your line. To unmute your line, press pound 6.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our special FSMB webinar on recent enhancements to our Physician Data Center and FCVS services. We appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I am Jayma Ball, Director of the Federation Credentials Verification Service. Joining me today is Dustin Dollar, who is the manager of the FSMB's Physician Data Center, and Michelle Dill, who is our FCVS supervisor and FCVS board liaison. During the webinar, we will provide you with an overview of the various enhancements which were recently implemented in our PDC and FCVS services. After our presentation, we'll have time for any questions you may have. We'll begin with Dustin to provide an update on enhancements with the Physician Data Center. Dustin?
Thank you, Jayma. Good afternoon, everyone. In today's webinar, I'm going to spend time showing you the new MPI and DEA data elements we've added to the PDC profile report. I will cover some changes to the disciplinary alert service, including access to board order documents, and we will also look at some enhancements that will allow you to manage system notifications in a much more efficient and effective way. These are recent enhancements we've implemented, and we would love any feedback you can provide and want to make sure we get everyone's questions answered. So let's get started. The first thing I would like to do is provide a quick review of our information sources. State medical boards are our primary source of information through the licensure and disciplinary information that is sent to us daily. We also receive information from the DOD, OIG, international licensing authorities, and specialty information from ABMS and AOA. We receive Medicare and Medicaid exclusion and reinstatement information from CMS, and at the bottom of the slide, highlighted in blue, you'll now see that we have DEA information available. When we look at the PDC profile elements, our goal has always been to provide as many valuable data points on a given physician as possible. These include name, alternate name, identifiers such as date of birth, med school, grad year, the sanction history, MPI, a complete licensure history, specialty information, and now the complete DEA information for each physician. The DEA information is being sourced directly from the official DEA authorized database at the National Technical Information Service. We are pulling this information from this service monthly to ensure this data is up to date and complete for all of our boards. This is a preview of a PDC report. As you can see, it hasn't changed much. I'm going to zoom in on the bottom of the first page of the report to highlight the areas that have changed. The very first section you'll see at the top is MPI number. In our previous report, only the number itself was available. As important of an identifier as MPI has become for our member boards, we've also been able to add the MPI type, deactivation date, reactivation date, and last reported. We felt this information, because it was available in our system, might be valuable to all member boards. The next section is license history. This section has not changed. This is the area where you'll be able to verify any license that's been reported on a given physician. Even if it's that radiologist who has 45 licenses, you'll be able to look into this section of the PDC report and verify all of those licenses and information. They include the jurisdiction, license number, issue date, expiration date, and of course the last time that information was reported to FSMB. The last section that I'll highlight here is the new DEA information. The DEA information will include all DEA numbers that are reported on a given physician. In addition to the number, you will also receive the schedule for each DEA number, the address, which includes city, state, and zip, expiration date, and last reported. I want to highlight the last reported dates on this section, as that's a very important date in our system and a very important date for you to take notice of. The last reported date really shows we have an entire team of data experts at FSMB that ensures our data is up to date and current, and we represent that currency through the last reported date. The second page of the profile hasn't changed, but I would like to highlight this section. The second page is the specialty information from ABMS and AOA. As I zoom in here, you can see that the ABMS data is very detailed. We've had a few boards in the last few months that have asked us about ABMS data and if they were able to use the data from the PDC profile as part of their verification. The truth is our ABMS data is received nightly from ABMS and updated in the system. Several years ago, we were actually designated an official display agent of ABMS so that boards could use this data as part of your verification process. So for those boards that maybe didn't understand that or weren't sure if they could use that data, now you have one place that you can go to access that data instead of going to another organization or another website. The other thing I'll say at this moment is that the PDC report itself is also included within the FCVS profile. So regardless of receiving it in the FCVS profile or accessing it directly through the PDC system, you and your staff will have access to all of these new elements that we've provided. So far in 2019, we've delivered 104,907 PDC reports to our member boards. This is a huge number that I think reflects the massive amount of work each of you do at your boards daily, as well as the value that the boards see in pulling this report as part of their licensure process. The next thing I'd like to talk about is our disciplinary alert service. Our disciplinary alert service is one of the most important services we offer at the Federation. For those of you that don't know, the disciplinary alert service is our continuous monitoring of all of your licensure licensees at your board to provide you daily alerts of any new board action data that's been received by FSMB. Those alerts go out in the form of an email every night, as well as notifications that show up in your roster when you log into the PDC system. I'm going to show you a sample of what the email looks like and a couple of the enhancements we've made. This is a standard email that you would receive nightly from an alert. As you can see, it includes many of the same fields that you would see on the report, PDC report itself. It includes a reporting board, when the board action took place, what type of action was taken. And if you look at the very bottom of the email, there's a link directly to the practitioner profile that will take you to a complete profile that you can download. The newest addition to the disciplinary alert email is the download order link. This is a link that actually allows you to download the official board order document from the sister state board as a PDF. We've received some very good feedback on this already from member boards. It's saving folks a lot of time and energy of having to go to another board site and dig for that board order document. Now, as soon as you receive the alert, you can download the board order document and begin your disciplinary process. So far in 2019, we've sent 13,606 disciplinary alerts to our boards. Again, another massive number of showing the amount of information being shared from one board to another. This important service is really predicated on the sharing of data of your licensure files and sending us those disciplinary board orders as soon as possible so that we can process them into our system. When you log into your FSMB account, this is the dashboard that you will see. On the right side of the screen, you'll see account management, notifications, PDC, and the State Medical Board downloads section. At first, I would like to talk to you about notifications. If you click the See All Notifications link at the bottom of the notifications section, it'll take you to a complete list of your notifications. As you can see in my list, I have 781 notifications to go through because of the many accounts associated with my login. In looking at notifications, we realize boards receive a similar amount of volume daily in the amount of notifications you receive. We wanted to give you the ability to monitor and handle these notifications a little bit better and a little bit more efficiently. What's been added to this area is the ability to filter by the type of board order, as well as notifications that are read or unread. This should make it a little bit easier for your staff. If you have a staff person who is solely responsible for those disciplinary alerts, they can filter by that type of alert and be able to process those according to your system and processes. The next section I'd like to show you is the actual PDC section. As I mentioned in talking about the disciplinary alert email, we've made board order documents available through the alert email, but they're also available directly through the PDC system. You'll see circled in red here the two different PDC accounts that every board has. The first account is a standard account. It would mostly be used by licensure staff to query any physician in our database as part of the licensure process. The second account, in this example, DAS State Medical Board, is a disciplinary alert account. This is where all of your disciplinary alert information will show up to give you a long-standing history of the alerts that your board has received. To access the board order document, you would select either one of these accounts and find the physician in question to be able to find their board order document. Once you select the physician, you'll be taken to the system version of the PDC profile report.
Someone has raised their hand.
The leader has unmuted your line.
We have a question. Someone had raised their hand. Please go ahead with your question.
Jacqueline.
No, you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Okay. I'll move along and we can answer your question at the end. Hello?
Jacqueline, can you try again? Okay.
All right, I'll continue. Once on this screen, on the right-hand side, you'll see the personal information about this given physician. It includes information about their education, license history, the ABMS certification. The board actions tab located right here is a list of any board action that's been taken against the physician. If you select that tab, it'll open up another screen with the list of board orders themselves. If you'll find the board order in question and open it up, bottom of that section is another link that would allow you to download that board order document. Again, another way to access the official board order document from the state that took that action so that you don't have to go to their website and dig around to try to find that document. The last thing I'd like to talk about is users for PDC. We've had a few questions recently about the number of users a board can have on the multiple accounts that we provide for you, and the answer is there's no cap to that. You can have as many users as you would like. It's as simple as emailing us at pdc@fsmb.org with the following information: the board name, the name of the new user, their email address, and what type of access they may need, whether it's standard access, the disciplinary alert access, or both. We would love the opportunity to take a look at your current user list, make any updates, any additions or subtractions. We just want to make sure that every board has all of the access they need to be able to access this new data and new information for your processes.
Do we have any questions about the PDC updates?
All right. If you do have questions, we'll open it back up for questions at the end of the webinar. I certainly appreciate your time and attention, and will now turn it back over to Jaima to discuss the enhancements to FCVS services. Jaima?
Thank you, Dustin. I will now address the enhancements recently implemented in our FCVS services. As Dustin mentioned, all of the updated information contained in the PDC reports are also contained in the PDC attachment that is automatically provided when state medical boards receive an FCVS profile. One of the most recent enhancements is the addition of the supplement icon. This icon has been established as a way for FSMB to provide additional or supplemental documents to state medical boards. Here's an example of how an available supplement document would be indicated on the SMB portal. On the screen, you'll see that this board has four supplement documents. State medical boards can use the same download and notification options that Dustin previously described to all of you for this new feature. You have the option to download those supplement documents as well. So what would be some of the supplement documents that we're providing today? Specifically for the 18 participating state medical boards that have opted into our NPDB service, supplement documents will appear if there is an update to the current NPDB reports that have already been provided to the participating board. For example, if the report we sent to your board indicated a malpractice claim, if there's an update to that specific malpractice claim on the NPDB report, we will receive that update from NPDB and provide it to the state medical board where the profile was sent. So you'll see that under the supplement icon. Today you have the option, as you may have read from the email I sent to you earlier, you may opt to have that notification come through directly from the portal and still get a duplicate option on your side, or just simply get that update from us as your designated authorized agent. If there's a new claim that would be provided for the continuous query, if there's a new claim, it would be provided for the continuous query option for NPDB. We do not currently support the NPDB continuous query feature. We are on the cusp of launching that service. Anticipated rollout date will be in January 2020, so just a few short months away. I'd like to take the time to recognize the Kansas Board of Healing Arts, who are participating in the testing for this process. Currently, we've queried NPDB 16,800 times for NPDB actions. Of those 1,800 plus queries, 1,183 actually had NPDB actions. So for the other 15,700 that did not, on the FCVS profile, there's where the NPDB report would be attached. There's a summary of reports on file. If there are no reports, it'll indicate that on the FCVS profile. You can tell what the supplement document will be by the NPDB designation that I've shown on the screen. In the future, we will be rolling out other types of documents, and they will be identified with this description. Before we get into the as we wrap up the NPDB reports, please email me at jball@fsmb.org if you'd like to sign up for the NPDB reports. We'll send a notification to all the state boards when we're ready to support the continuous query process. As you can see on the screen, I'd like to change the conversation and shift it towards the verification of graduate medical education and training. Today, there are two types of verification forms. The VGMET form was endorsed by the American Hospital Association, by NAMS, the National Association of Medical Staff Services, ACGME, and OPDA, which stands for the Organization of Program Directors Association. The other type of verification that we support is the FCVS verification form, which specifically addresses items used by the state medical boards for licensure. There are some key differences on these forms. For example, we use the VGMET form specifically for closed programs, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. We also, in the FCVS verification form, identify the postgraduate years, the PGY1, PGY2 years on the form, and we also ask a different type of unusual circumstance questions that are indicated on the VGMET form. We'd really like to talk more with the state medical boards about how to streamline this process. As many of you know, FSMB offers a closed program service where we support storage of training records for hospitals and programs like the recent Hahnemann Hospital closure here at FSMB. Here's an example of the verification we will be providing for the Hahnemann training records. Because we'd like to have more conversation about a possible future state solution that simplifies the process but addresses specific licensure needs, I'm looking for volunteers from the state medical boards to help us with that conversation. After this call, we'd like you to email me at jball@fsmb.org and let us know if you'd like to volunteer with that conversation about the future state of training verifications. We have any questions? So we'd be happy to take your questions now. As a courtesy to everyone who's listening on today's call, please identify yourself, your board, and your role at the board before making your remarks. Any questions about PDC and any of the enhancements? Any questions about NPDB or the VGMET training form process? I'm looking forward to seeing all those emails from the state boards who are going to volunteer to participate in their conversations. You may need to take this information and share it with your staff and come back to us with more questions. If there are no more questions, we will close the webinar. Here's our contact information. This is mine and Michelle Dills for FCVS. There's that email address, jball@fsmb.org. And here are your PDC contacts. A recording of the webinar will be available on the FSMB members only site later this week, which you can access through FSMB's main website at fsmb.org. Please contact Drew Carlson at dcarlson@fsmb.org if you have any questions. Thank you for participating today. We hope you have a great afternoon.